This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
Rick, here's what I'm thinking. Tell me if you agree with this. I think you will. I mean, there was a lot of really entertaining stuff yesterday. We kind of field some calls around the NFL, 800-919-3776, and we kind of break down some of these games. I mean, you had Steelers-Titans was excellent. Joe Burrow was excellent again yesterday. We talked Bills-Jets a little bit. Packers, another huge win. Tom Brady in Tampa. Chiefs, you know, roll out a huge victory. Chargers come back and win, and Justin Herbert looks sensational. Just kind of a melange of NFL conversation.
Yeah, I just figured we're going to do a frenzy. I mean, it's Monday. We usually do a frenzy on Monday.
Yeah, I feel like the frenzy has kind of fallen off, though.
Well, for what reason, though? That's one of my favorite segments that we do.
Is that something you're looking? You think we can just reincorporate a frenzy?
I thought the frenzy was a staple of our show.
Exactly right. It's the reason why there's a CMT on Tuesday and only one observations on a Wednesday is because we had a football frenzy.
So we could
Monday.
Do a Monday frenzy and just field questions on anything.
Yeah, and we every other day, because we only have 2 hours, is jam packed except Monday, which is set up perfectly for a football frenzy.
No guests, wide open. We'll get to the baseball 10:30. I mean, I'm not going to stand in the way. If this is something you guys want to do, we can certainly frenzy right now.
I don't want it. There's a difference between want in need. I need it.
You need to have this happen?
I need to have the frenzy.
All right. Well, in order to start, and there's a lot to do. 800-919-3776. A lot of games. I mean, Todd Gurley falling into the end zone. You can look at any game, and there were moments in every game. Steelers-Titans was excellent. Steelers had a comfortable, commanding lead. Touchdown to A.J. Brown, and all of a sudden that was a game that came down to a missed field goal by Gostkowski. But if we're going to do the frenzy, and I know it's putting him on the spot, Santy's got to play it. He's got to start us out with the opening, the intro. Is that, well, you tell me.
It was too much.
Whenever you're ready, Santy.
It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love
it.
Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
All right, let's go. 800-919-3776. It's time for a little football frenzy. Anywhere you want to go. NFL question on Twitter at Rothenberg ESPN. On the phones, 800-919-3776. As we wait for the calls to roll in, let's quickly, guys, go around the league. We start with the Lions and the Falcons. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. Atlanta, Chris, finds new and innovative and unbelievable ways to lose every single week. They're 1-6. They could easily be sitting here at 4-3 or 5-2 right now.
Yeah, it's bad, man, but you got to give credit where credit is due. Matt Stafford came up big in that last drive, and Kenny Golladay is a beast, man.
He's a beast.
Like, that catch he made, that's unbelievable. He also put T.J. Hockenson to work on that drive. So, I mean, you usually don't talk about the Lions being on the winning side of those types of games, but, I mean, Matt Stafford was great in that last minute. He was awesome, man.
I wanted to drive, just so you know, if this had happened, I would have driven to Atlanta to fight Danny Amendola for taking that penalty. I would have had to fight him. Oh, what are you doing? Now he's got to kick a 48-yard extra point to win the game?
Yep.
Ridiculous.
And he did. And he missed a field goal earlier, Matt Prater. But the Falcons are just, boy, they are just jinxed.
Todd Gurley scored that touchdown, the Lions had a 2% chance of winning that game. 2% chance.
Man, you don't go in there. I mean, you saw it Saturday night. I don't know if you guys watched Indiana-Penn State. It was the same exact situation.
Was that a touchdown, by the way? Was that a two-point conversion?
I don't know.
It looked like the ball hit the ground first.
I don't know how they called that a two-point conversion. To me, it looked like the ball hit out of bounds before it hit the pylon.
That's what I thought. It looked like the ball bounced into the pylon.
Yeah, that's what it looked like to me. I don't know. I have absolutely no
idea. Tough loss. That's a tough loss to your Penn State, though.
Brutal. I mean, and Indiana's not a good football team. So to lose that game with no fans in the crowd.
Sizzle out of the game we got this coming weekend.
Which is what, Penn State?
Mm-hmm.
Virginia, Penn State. Virginia's really a...
No, stop it. Why would you do that? Why? Why? You know, I'm clearly talking about Ohio State, and that's what you want to bring up.
When he said Virginia, Penn State, I was like, that's a good game. Oh, Ohio State, Penn State, yeah. Would have been. Sorry, Chris, I didn't know.
Did you see this too, though? How about this with the Big Ten? You guys watched the Wisconsin game, right? So now their quarterback.
He's got COVID.
Well, he's got COVID. He's going to miss 21 days.
I know.
I don't know if those are great. I mean, whatever.
And he almost had a perfect game.
Yeah, he was great. Now he's going to miss 21 days if that's not a false positive. That sucks.
It's awful.
But with the way that these college kids are handling COVID, though, could you really blame the Big Ten for doing that?
No, you couldn't.
Yeah, the college kids are reckless out here, man.
But he was brilliant. I mean, he could have had the game of his life, and that happens.
Yeah, Pat Mahomes tweeting about it.
Right. Think about that. You have Pat Mahomes tweeting about you, the best player in the world, and now you come down with COVID, and you're going to be on the shelf for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's not what you want.
No, not what you want at all.
It was good while it lasted. Good first game.
Amazing first game. All right, wait for the calls. 800-919-3776. Dino is screening these guys. Let's continue along through week seven of the NFL. I got to tell you, the Cincinnati-Cleveland game was excellent. Joe Burrow was sensational, as was Baker Mayfield. Looks like Odell's probably going to be lost for the year now, but Cleveland improves to 5-2 as they narrowly squeak by Cincinnati. And Burrow threw for, 400 yards yesterday. Really fun game.
So that's Baker confirmed now Odell is going to be done for the year?
No, it's not confirmed. But
get an MRI.
I guess, yeah, okay, and they said waiting on that. The expectation is that he's going to miss the season.
Right now. That sucks for him. But the interesting thing about it is the offense looked better from Cleveland when he went out of the game. You know, I don't know what to make of that.
Baker Mayfield was awesome the second half. Awesome.
He was great. So was Burrow. I love Joe Burrow.
They're going to get Joe Burrow killed, though. If they continue to do what they're doing to this point. I mean, he threw the ball 47 times yesterday.
Yeah, and he's been sacked 28 times on the season already.
I mean, it's not like they're going to get a lot of productivity out of the running game, though, Ricky. That line is bad, man.
Bad.
No, they got good wide receivers, though. That T. Higgins is legit.
Yeah, he's good.
They got Boyd is good. Green is good. They got a good receiving core.
All right, the calls are ready. Let's go. Frenzy, Monday, Mike Long Island. Have at it.
Do you think that Belichick would lose the Jets on purpose so they wouldn't get the first overall pick in the draft?
Oh, my God.
No.
How diabolical would that be?
That would be diabolical.
It would be unbelievable. If they fall out of it, lose.
I don't know
purpose.
If you could try to lose against the Jets.
You could try. I don't think you could actually succeed.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, under what circumstances? I mean, you thought that Denver Broncos game was the perfect circumstances. Short week, third string quarterback thrown 9 career passes, and you still lost. I mean, how could it get? I don't understand how it could get.
I don't know. Unless you actually set it up worse. The game, I don't know how you can lose to them. Allen and Harrison. Allen, you're next up on the Frenzy.
Hey, guys. Would you guys take Burrow or Herbert?
Burrow.
Good choices. I agree with Burrow.
Yeah, I think I would take Burrow.
But Herbert looks great.
Well, he looks great, too. I think he was part of what happened last year was, I mean, the offense he was running at Oregon wasn't great.
And he had no receivers, apparently.
No, he had no receivers. And then on top, I mean, look at, you can say what you want. I mean, but the talent around him, I mean, Hunter Henry would be the best target on either of the New York teams.
Keenan Allen is a beast.
He's a beast. And then you got Mike Williams. And any one of those three would be the best option on either of the New York football teams.
And they incorporate their running backs in the passing game better than almost any team I've seen in the NFL.
Yeah, because, I mean, again, get the ball in your playmakers' hands as many times as possible.
Yep. They're 2-4. They could easily be 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
Easily be 4-2.
That's another one of those teams that finds creative ways to lose games.
They're not Falcons level, Chris, but they're creative in ways that they find to lose. Matt Fairlawn. Matt, you're next up on the Frenzy.
Hey, will Eric the Enemy be the next head coach of the New York Jets?
No.
I hope so. Canty doesn't think so, but I hope so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think he'd want the job. It's not like I don't think the Jets will go after him. I just don't think that he'd want the job, even if they do get the number one overall pick.
Would you not say he's the hottest name and could probably almost pick his job at the end of the season?
Yes.
So why would he pick the Jets?
He's like Hansel. He's like Hansel right now. So hot.
Yeah. Corey Long Island. Corey, you're on the Frenzy.
Is it Tua time in Miami to win the division this year?
No, stop.
Not yet. This is Buffalo.
I didn't like how the whole
Buffalo
thing went
down. Buffalo don't scare me, man. Buffalo does not scare me. I mean, it's not like this AFC East is not there to be had. The Patriots are reeling a little bit. The Bills haven't looked right since the calendar went to October. I mean, I'm just saying, it could be. That Miami team, they're starting to believe in what Brian Flores has been preaching to them. And they got talent.
Brian Flores better hope that Tua plays well, because if he doesn't, I don't like how that whole thing went down.
I can understand you not liking it, but we all know that there is a ceiling on Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, he's played great this year. Can't take anything away from him, but Ryan Fitzpatrick is a journeyman quarterback for a reason. At some point throughout the season, if he's your regular starter, he's going to turn into a pumpkin. The upside of Tua is greater than Fitzpatrick. Plus, I think the organization had a plan from the beginning that whenever our bye week is, on the other side of that, Tua is going to be our quarterback.
I probably would have waited until he turned into a pumpkin.
Because this feels like
a dysfunctional organization. This feels like it's coming from above Greer and Flores.
Maybe. I think it's time. Ted, go ahead. You're on the frenzy.
Oh, yeah. Do you think that people owe Eli Manning an apology for the way he was talked about last year and previously?
What?
We got a new quarterback, and it's the same team.
Yeah, but why do you owe Eli an apology? Listen, I'm not saying that Eli was the problem at the end, but he wasn't the answer either. He wasn't the solution.
No.
So it was time to turn over to a new chapter of Giants football with a new quarterback, and that guy just so happened to be Daniel Jones. I don't agree that they should have benched Eli after the second game of the season. If you were going to do that, you probably shouldn't have brought him back. But I don't think anybody owes Eli an apology.
No.
He's made a lot of money, and he won 2 Super Bowls, and he's going to be in the Hall of Fame sooner rather than later.
And he's revered.
Yeah.
I mean, the New York fan base absolutely loves this guy.
So yeah, no apology.
No apology. Carl in Stanford, call your next up on the Friends.
Do you think Tampa Bay is phasing out Mike Evans?
I think he's not
healthy. Mike Evans is not healthy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get him healthy. Why would you phase out Mike Evans?
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
He's terrific. He's not healthy. I don't know why they don't rest him for a week or two. Let him become healthy.
Well, they can now.
Well, with Antonio Brown, they might be able to.
Right? Yeah. But, I mean, what's his face? Miller was terrific yesterday.
Scotty Miller?
Yeah.
Little Scotty Miller.
You got Scooter. You got Tyler Johnson. I mean, they got weapons all over the place.
Yeah. Got multiple tight ends. Gronk looked awful first couple weeks of the season. He looks good now.
Well, he took a year off to go join WWF.
Looks healthy and good now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
it's
they have
the
preseason either. I mean, yeah, relax. It's going to take him a second. It's going to take him a minute to get readjusted to playing in the NFL.
You have to attack me because he started out slow. Jay and Astoria. Jay, you're next up on 98.7.
Hey, I want to ask why it's so hard for y'all to say Sam Darnold is not good. He's inconsistent. He just shows flashes. And Greeny ought to be ashamed of himself for putting him in the same sentence as Pat Mahomes.
Well, I don't know when he said that, but I think that Sam Darnold has the potential to be very good.
The problem is we don't know, Dave. Yeah. That's the problem. We don't know because the organization is so dysfunctional. Like, you can't make any definitive judgment on Sam Darnold because of how everything has been around him.
Well, on top of it, what you seen from Ryan Tannehill now? I mean, Ryan Tannehill
he's a star.
They had to pay to get rid of him in Miami.
Yeah, he's an absolute star player.
People are mad. I mean, he's in the conversation for MVP now. Which I didn't.
Yeah, he's not going to win the MVP.
No, he's not that. Yeah, he's not that low.
Star. Gordon in Florham Park. Gordon, you're next up on the frenzy.
Would you take this Raiders team with Antonio Brown to win the NFC title?
No.
What?
Come on, stop,
what?
Please. It's ridiculous.
What?
It's ridiculous.
The Raiders team with Brown to win the NFC title.
Move on. You're wasting time. Take another question.
You think maybe he meant Tampa's team with Brown?
No, he meant Vegas.
The Raiders.
First of all, why would the Raiders move to the NFC?
It's 2020, Dave.
Just go with it.
So many things about that were very confusing.
But the Bucs are the best team in the NFC, though.
They're the most complete team.
They're the best team in the NFC right now.
Yeah, they might be. Yeah. I like the Packers, too, a lot.
But
I don't think
just
the Packers
lived that movie, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, they just beat the hell out of the Packers.
I was about to say, what?
So you don't think Green Bay would hold the chance against Tampa?
No, I think Green Bay is good. But as far as, I mean, we actually got to see them play. So from what we've seen, right now my power rankings would have the Buccaneers ahead of
the Packers.
The Packers.
Yeah. Right.
I don't think it's just so cut and dry. You guys giggling over it.
Oh, no one's saying it's cut. We just watched it. We're not speculating.
But you know what, though, Rico? We got to chill out. Because Dave called the loaded AFC before the season started.
That's true.
Laughed at him.
Look at the AFC.
The AFC is loaded.
Loaded.
I know. I'm giving you credit. It was accidental, but I'll give you credit.
It was not accidental. I knew what I was saying.
I'm done giving him credit, though, Canty, because he's a bad guy. Because there's so many opportunities to give us credit for you know, saying things or predicting things, and we never get credit.
No, that's true. You never get credit. That's true.
All right, Sean Cloud wants to know, did the Giants still have a chance at the division with the Cowboys essentially?
Forget about it. The Giants ain't winning the division. Just let it go. I know it's only a game or two, but it's not that close.
Anthony Garrow says, if my pitiful That's what it says. My pitiful Cowboys only win one more game this season. Any chance Uncle Jerry fires McCarthy at the end of the
year? Yeah, probably. Yeah. But it's not McCarthy. McCarthy is not the problem. I mean, everybody wanted to say Jason Garrett is the problem. It doesn't look like Jason Garrett was the problem. I don't think Mike McCarthy is the problem. They got a bigger issue down there in Dallas. It's a culture problem, and it starts at the top.
It's a country club, man.
Bad.
All the guys you paid aren't doing anything.
No.
Nothing.
Marcus Lawrence, Elliott, Cooper, all these guys. It's a
problem. Rico, that's what happens when you pay all of those guys and you don't take care of the hardest working guy in the building in Dak Prescott.
Yep, and you have a direct line to the owner.
That's what happens.
But this is the scary part, too, when you have a direct line to the owner. When all those guys that he paid have a direct line to the owner.
You don't care what the head coach says or anybody. Right. You think they pay attention to what the position coach says?
No.
And let's be fair. We don't know if Tyron Smith is going to come back, and if he does, what level he comes back.
Nah, they missed their window. The Cowboys missed their window.
Yeah, they missed their window. They missed management.
So it's done? Like, that window to win is done?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
All right.
It's over. It's a wrap.
Good.
The interesting part would, if they don't win any more games, what do they do? Do they draft a quarterback?
I bet you they would.
Ooh, that's – I don't know.
I don't know how you would. I mean, I don't know how you wouldn't. With the salary cap,
but if you're going to get rid of all of those guys, why not just pay and keep Dak? You know what you got in that.
But they're not going to wind up with a top two pick anyway. Don't they already have two wins?
Yeah, they already got two wins.
So unless they love Trey Lance, it's hard to envision they're going to be picking top two.
I agree with you on that one, Dave.
There's no way the Jets are winning two games, and there's no way that the Giants, Vikings, Falcons, Jaguars are all going to win at least another game.
Yeah, there's going to be another team out there that has less than three wins this season.
You never know, though. All of a sudden, Giants have the second overall pick. They trade you Zeke. Get them and picks up Zeke.
You're never going to stop, are you? And right there is the exact reason. When I have the opportunity to get shots, I take them. Right there.
Hey, Rico, and pick up Saquon's fifth-year option.
Yeah. Right there.
And pick that up.
Just load that back
up. Why are you doing that? You're supposed to be on my side.
No, but it's ridiculous, though, Dave. You took a running back with the second overall pick when your team was rebuilding.
I hated the pick the day they made it. Let's go to Ed in Connecticut.
He hasn't even had his surgery yet, by the way.
Oh, no, I know. They said next week. I know.
Yeah, he was out there doing the stanky leg this past.
Ed, you finish up the frenzy for us, Ed.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
What's going on?
Killing the frenzy. Ed, you just single-handedly murdered the frenzy. Go ahead. What's your question?
So my question is, I'm a diehard Patriots fan. After yesterday's game, it was just disgusting seeing Cam knowing the way he played. My question is, do you think Superman is super done? And do you think the Patriots actually have a chance of becoming a wild card team after yesterday's disgusting loss?
I love the question. Are we done? Can we be a wild card team?
Well, I don't know.
I'm not going to bury the Patriots.
It's tough to bury them because of what you've already seen them. I mean, they had if you want to call it a good loss. I mean, it was a good loss against Kansas City. They played really good against Seattle. Like, you didn't – I mean, we saw that happen.
Could have won the Seattle game.
Yeah, so, I mean, now all of a sudden Cam coming back from COVID, he's looked awful. I mean, he's looked brutal.
Yeah.
And we don't know how much that's affecting him.
But it's clear that it's affecting him, though. It's clear that it is affecting him.
Something's affecting him because, I mean, he was not right.
In some capacity, he's not right.
Yes.
Exactly.
They're 2-4.
Give me a caw, please. Caw.
Oh, boy.
Caw, Fanty. Caw.
A mid-frenzy caw.
Yeah, well, this is part of the frenzy. This is all NFL-related. Is tie it up in a nice little Week 7 bow. You asked earlier about Odell. Kim Jones is reporting that Odell Beckham Jr. tells her that he has a torn ACL.
Oh. Yeah. I hate it for him.
Stinks.
Yeah, he's had quite – I mean, he had the ankle, and then he had the hernia. And now he's got the ACL.
Yeah.
Now you start to ask questions about whether or not he'll ever be right, ever again.
He's not young anymore.
It's unbelievable.
And his athleticism is a big part of what separates him from all the other receivers out there. You know what I'm saying?
That's sad, man. He had a Hall of Fame trajectory.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, when the Giants made the playoffs a couple years ago, before the boat trip, he was as good as I've ever seen a receiver play. Really.
Yes, I agree. I would agree with that.
He was at another level.
Yeah.
And I don't even think with a great quarterback at the time, and he was at another level.
Remember that time we had the conversation about trading Odell for Aaron Donald? Remember that conversation?
I remember that one. Yeah, people were livid. Livid. Hated us for it.
People thought we were crazy. Oh, boy.
Odell doesn't do himself any favors either. Like, you know how when stuff used to come out of the Giants locker room and be like, who could be leaking that stuff? Everything you're reading right now, Odell Beckham Jr. texted Josina Anderson. No, Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah. texted Kim Jong.
Right, but Rico, Jones. You already knew that when he did the one-on-one with Josina. You know, knew that. Well, it wasn't one-on-one because Lil Wayne was there too, but you know what I mean.
He was an innocent bystander.
But I hate it for Odell, though, man, because he's a damn good football player.
He is.
And to not have him out there, that sucks.
And he's fun to watch, too.
Yeah.
So it does stink. All right, Santa, why don't you blow that frenzy dead? There you go. That was a nice frenzy.
Yeah, I don't know why you were trying to kill the frenzy, Dave.
I know. I don't get it.
I don't know. I feel like the last few we've done have struggled, but I think that was a very nice frenzy. Maybe New York football is trying to kill the frenzy, but they couldn't.
New York football's trying to kill football. They're just trying to kill football, period.
Right. Well, the frenzy's a piece of football, and they tried to kill it, but we wouldn't let them, and there we go. Very, very well done, frenzy. Today on ESPN Daily, NFL Sunday had some wild endings. Bill Barnwell breaks down the action and where things stand ahead of the big day, November 3rd, the NFL trade deadline on ESPN Daily. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts. If you're the Giants, don't you have to make Golden Tate available for one of these teams that needs a receiver now? Like Golden Tate to Cleveland, I mean, Beckham out for the season, kind of makes sense now, right?
I don't know if they're short on receiver talent in Cleveland, Dave.
Yeah, not the way that Rashard Higgins balled yesterday.
Yeah, he looked good yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, no, I think they're set.
I think they're all right.
But yeah, you make Golden Tate available. You make Evan Engram available. Like, there are a lot of players that you look to move on from.
I heard
because they're not a part of your long-term future.
Very disturbing news this weekend from a very well-placed source.
Okay.
From Jordan Renan.
The Giants are not trading Evan Engram.
What did Jordan Renan say?
You think that's a good thing?
Not Renan. Not Renan. Said the Giants have received a ton of calls on Evan Engram and will not trade him.
Do you think that's a good thing?
I think that's a ridiculous thing.
Yeah. I mean, because if you're not going to re-sign him, then why wouldn't you just move on from him now?
Because I think this is more about Daniel Jones.
But he ain't helping Daniel Jones now.
No, I know. But
hell, do we need to look any further than the Thursday night game?
He's hurting him.
Listen, I don't disagree with you, but I mean, that would be the only reason why you wouldn't trade him.
I guess I look at it and say that's not a good reason. I'm with you on that one. That's probably what their thinking is, what their rationale is. But it just doesn't make sense. Every time Daniel Jones goes to get Evan Engram involved in a game, something bad usually follows.
Every time.
Every single time.
He puts one arm out, not two. He drops a pass where he's wide open to win a game. I mean,
Tries to pitch him a reverse. That ends up being a turnover.
Terrible.
You name it. Any way he tries to get him the ball, usually something bad follows. I don't know, man. Evan Engram is one of those guys that just hasn't realized his potential. We keep talking about this enormous upside that he has, and it's just we haven't seen it.
But you're year four now.
But that's what I'm saying, Dave.
If midway through year four, if you're still like the potential, it hasn't happened.
And it's starting to feel like it won't happen in a Giants uniform.
Yeah, but you can
I don't know why you wouldn't trade him.
Don't be surprised, though. I mean, we say the same exact thing. He's the Gary Sanchez of the Giants.
Yeah, but Sanchez.
Yeah, but at least the Yankees are winning.
Terrific.
At least the Yankees are winning.
True.
Like they can afford to hold out. If you're the Giants, like I don't know, man.
Are the Yankees winning though, Chris? You're a Yankees fan. Have they done what you wanted them to do?
No, they haven't done what I've wanted them to do. But at least they're talking about a team that's going to be in contention every single year.
And leave you.
I mean, they went to Game 5 of the DS with a team that's in the World Series right now. They got ousted 2 years ago in the DS to the team that eventually went on and won the World Series. And they got put out in the CS by the Astros in two of those years, and it was game 6 or 7. So, I mean, it's a team that's at least in contention. The Giants ain't nowhere close to that.
Yeah, but I can understand why they don't want to give up on the talent and the fact that they're trying to figure out if Daniel Jones can be their starting – their franchise quarterback.
But he's not good.
But I don't feel like
I don't disagree with you, but that can only be the thinking. I'm trying to give you the other side of it.
Okay, let me ask you this. What do you think they should do with Evan Engram?
I would trade him. I just told you that. But the only reason that you wouldn't trade him, if you get all these phone calls with all these different offers, is because you feel like either you can unlock him or that you want to keep as many pieces around Daniel Jones as possible just to figure out if he's your quarterback or not.
And if he walks in free agency, eventually you'll get a compensatory pick for it.
Yeah, but I don't want to play the Landon Collins game again.
I agree with you, which is why I think you should go ahead and move him. If you can get a third-round pick for Evan Engram, God bless.
You see the Landon Collins news, by the way? Tore his Achilles yesterday?
Yeah, he's out. Ugh. You could always move on from Evan Engram and then in trade for Chris Herndon, if you want.
He had a catch yesterday, didn't he?
The unicorn. I thought it was called back from a penalty.
No, it was called back.
Yeah, it was called back.
But he caught it.
Right. Yeah, so we target. Celebrate that?
He had one, so. He had one target.
It's not a play that counts, but he baby caught steps. It, so it's a good sign.
Baby steps. All right, let's spend a minute on what was, I thought, a really good game, an impactful game yesterday, Steelers and Titans, and we'll get over to the World Series. Steelers, boy, they looked great. It all changed with that A.J. Brown long touchdown. And
that slanty caught? Yeah. I didn't know A.J. Brown had wheels like that, Dave, because he separated from that Steelers defense.
Do you know A.J. Brown and Metcalf were in the same receiving court, Ole Miss?
What, wasn't Evan Engram with him?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys got the good one. You guys got the good one.
Right. <Yeah. exactly.
laughs> I'm ignoring you. But that was a good game. Goskowski.
Of the three. Yeah.
Goskowski misses that kick. But Roethlisberger made some really weird decisions in that
game. Yeah, I don't understand why he forced that ball to Juju Smith-Schuster in the end zone. That didn't make any sense to me. No, like, he left the door open for the Titans to come back. It's the one thing that scares me about Pittsburgh, man. That Roethlisberger dude, man. I think the rest of their roster is ready to go. It's the only thing that scares me about the Steelers is Ben Roethlisberger.
Tannehill can't take that penalty either. That was ridiculous.
Fair point.
The intentional grounding, that's ridiculous.
Fair point.
But, I mean, whoever is in charge of identifying, you know, wide receivers to draft.
That's who you want? You want that guy?
It's unbelievable, man.
Well, look at what – I mean, Deontay Johnson has a huge day.
He's the go-to guy. When Big Ben is getting blitzed, that's the guy they want to get the ball to.
Yeah, Schuster. They brought in Ebron and kind of, you know, resurrected his career.
Claypool.
They Washington. Got the second round. Yeah, Washington, right? Yeah, they have a
They have no shortage of receivers.
Uh-uh.
No shortage of them.
I think one of us did pick the Steelers to win that division, I believe, beginning of the season.
That's still not a foregone conclusion they're going to win that division, though. They got a big game coming up this week.
And
that team is going to have something to say about it.
And one of us, by the way, picked the Steelers to win the game yesterday.
I know, I like that pick. I didn't want to say anything. I did like that pick.
Well, why didn't you jump on it?
Well, because I was asking myself that same exact question yesterday leading into that game. Like, in the morning when I was watching all the shows and everything else, I'm like, why didn't I take the Steelers? That was such a good pick by Dave. I messed up. I screwed up. What am I going to tell you?
Okay. I mean, you went 2-1.
Yeah, but again, that Patriots pick, why I keep tempted? That's the second week in a row I've gone with Canty and RJ's pick, and it's been the Patriots.
I don't know why you keep doing that. I don't know why you're doing that.
Because I just figure that there's no chance they go 0-7.
It's 2020, man. It's 2020.
RJ has no self-respect, none, for this show. I make you feel better, though. He did pick the Patriots in a super contest.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Ugh. I always check just to make sure he's giving us legitimate information.
Mm. So now I'm rubbing off on RJ.
Holy, you're affecting seven. Everybody.
You can't go 0-7.
Well, they did. Oh, they have.
The best thing to do is just go against my picks. So I'm going to make my picks the same way I've made them for the first third of the season, and I'm telling our listeners, just go against my picks. Trying to make them some money out of
you. But you have real conviction. Like, when you make them, you sound
I believe
so
in what
good.
I'm saying, Dave. I'm not going to say something. I'm not going to pick a game that I don't believe what I'm doing. But it's clear that the way I'm picking games, it ain't working. Not this year.
What's on your vision this week? What do you like?
Well, Dave, I still got to get past this past week. I got the Bears and Rams tonight, and I took the Bears +6.
Yeah.
What's on your vision board for this week?
Yeah, what do you have this week?
All I'm saying is if somebody's out there and they want to make up for some losses that they had yesterday, maybe you go with the Rams and you lay the 6 points.
I mean, Rams -6, it's like those 1-900 numbers. It's my 5-star lock of the year. It might have to be.
Speaking of lines on games coming up this week, the Jets are getting 20.5?
It's down to 20.5.
It's down to 20.5.
It was 23.
Would I be wrong to take the Jets plus the 20.5 points?
I wouldn't feel confident
if
about
you want to. If you want Dave and I to take the Chiefs, yeah.
Can I take the Chiefs for my 3, my 2, and my 1?
I'm just telling you, I feel like that 20.5, I think that's the direction that I would go. The Jets plus 20.5. If you guys want to make some money this coming week, just saying.
Yeah, the stronger you feel about it, the I'll start.
You gotta get that. See, you gotta get that magic 8-ball recalibrated, bro.
Right? Yeah. It's bad, man. It's off a little bit.
Do you still like the Bears +6?
I still like the Bears +6. Still like them. I do, man. Bears got a good defense. And that offense is going to catch up eventually with Nick Foles.
What do you think, Rick? Rams by 27 tonight?
I saw Khalil Mack is questionable with the back, too, which would concern me a little bit. Now, yeah, I mean, you're going against Canty at this point. I love him, but at this point, I mean, it's just whatever he did is to piss somebody off. Pick against him. And RJ took the Bears too, though. That's the thing. And RJ's got the Bears too for his pick on the show.
Well, he's 2-4 on our show too. Also,
Well, so, but that's the, I mean, that's essentially a show pick for them because they picked the same one.
Yeah.
So this would, I mean, if they get this one wrong, they roll one.
But I don't understand how I let him talk me out of the Cardinals pick.
Especially because he took the Cardinals on K-Show the day before.
I loved the Cardinals plus 3.5. Loved them.
I think RJ's purposely trying to make you look bad is what he's doing.
Is that what it is?
He's doing a hell of a job.
Because he took the Cardinals on the
really,
K-Show.
Really, Dave? You going to hang on the rim?
I love
really,
him.
Dave? He's doing a hell of a job.
7.
Really, Dave? Chris, you're
0-7.
No, I'm 0-7 with the combined picks with RJ.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
Right. It's bad. It's bad. This is kind of starting to feel like that Eagles Patriots Super Bowl, that playoff run.
What was that?
I think I was 1-8-1 or yeah, something like that. 1-9-1, something like that.
1-9-1. Yeah, I kind of like this though. This is kind of actually makes it more fun.
Like when will we break the streak?
Yeah, I like it.
When will it be over?
Who breaks the streak first? You or the Jets?
Can't for sure.
I don't know.
Can't for sure.
I don't know.
I agree.
Like even if the streak goes into next year, I'm still picking Canty.
You guys got a lot of confidence, man.
Well, I don't think the Jets have any chance to win this week, and you do.
That's true. You do. You have a better chance than the Jets do.
I mean, the Jets are getting 20.
Yeah, but I think the Jets have a chance of covering just because Kansas City might not be into it. Like it's getting to the point now where teams realize the Jets are awful and they're not bringing their best game. They're not playing their A game.
Yeah, but I mean, even if that's the case, you still only scored. I mean, you scored 10 points in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's bad.
You had 4 yards in the second. How do you have 4 yards in a whole half? It's not even possible.
Yeah, no, it's not.
No, it's possible. The Jets will do it.
Yeah, I want to remind you, you can listen to us anywhere. Click Listen Live at ESPNNewYork.com. Find 98.7 ESPN on the ESPN app or the TuneIn app, or simply tell your smart speaker, play 98.7 ESPN at 98.7 ESPN New York. We go where you go. So the Dodgers lead the series 3-2. Game 6 tomorrow night right here on 98.7 ESPN. How great was Saturday night's game? I mean, I thought it was one of the best games I've ever seen. It was such an exciting game all the way to the end. The base running, Arozarena falls down. The ball gets away from Will Smith. You have the hit from Phillips. It was a great ending on Saturday.
And I'm so angry I didn't get to watch it in real time, Dave.
You fell asleep.
No, I didn't fall asleep. But, you know, the girlfriend was over, and, you know, you got to – you know, if I'm going to watch the football games all day on Sunday, you know, you got to give a little in order to get something. And, you know,
rom-com.
I ended up getting roped into a binge watch of Love Calf Country on HBO. Yeah, so I didn't get a chance to watch.
So hang on. So one of the top 5 World Series games of all time, you didn't watch because you were in the midst of Lovecraft Country.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like you guys should understand this, though. It has to be a compromise.
No, see, and here's the difference. We're now married. If there's a huge game, we can say, I understand where you're at. I've been there as well.
Oh, okay.
We're at the point now where it's like, do you want to watch Lovecraft Country? It's like, I have game 4 of the World Series. I unfortunately can't.
Oh, okay.
I understand where you're at.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's in my best interest to pull that kind of stunt, though, Dave.
Not now.
I don't know if it's ever.
I think you're
in my best interest
down the road.
Well, but it won't even be a conversation though, because once you have kids and stuff, they can't. I mean, they won't stay up that late. She'll be.
She'll say Lovecraft Country. I'll be like, please, it's game 4 of the World Series. Stop it.
No, what you'll be doing is eating dinner at 5:30. You'll get to watch Lovecraft Country around 6:30, and then all of a sudden, she'll fall asleep, freeze you up for the rest of the night.
You know what does.
Gotcha.
Though?
That's the game plan. Got it.
That's the game plan.
Do you know what time that game ended on Saturday night?
No, I didn't look at the clock. What time was it? What time was it?
12:30.
Yeah, it's too late.
12:30.
It's too late.
I mean, how do you have an all-time great World Series moment end it? You know, after midnight, it's bad for baseball.
Well, especially when you're trying to attract a younger audience, like you're trying to get kids engaged. I mean, what kids are staying up that late? Watching baseball.
You can't.
No. Yeah, what an amazing play, though, for that game to end the way it ended.
It was amazing.
No, it was like the fact that he fell, the fact that he actually fell, got up, and still was able to score was insane.
He's having one of the great postseasons in the history of the game of baseball.
As a rookie.
Yeah. Was he 24, 25?
He had his 27th hit last night. And I wasn't. Were you that offended that Margot tried to steal home?
Yes, I hated it in real time. Hated that call.
I wasn't that offended by it.
I wasn't either. And let's be fair. If Kershaw and Smith don't make perfect plays, was it Smith or Barnes last night? If they don't make perfect plays,
yeah. Barnes.
If they don't make perfect plays, he doesn't step off and get that ball to Barnes. I mean, he's safe. He had it.
Yeah, but the at bats that the Rays had earlier in the inning, those are what did you win. what was it, that pop fly by Wendell?
But they've been terrible with runners in scoring position. That's why I didn't mind taking
that. That was brutal. But you had runners at the corners with no outs, and you came up snake eyes.
Well, they're not hitting. I mean, outside of Dave's guy, Rice or Romy.
Yeah, but you don't even got to get a hit to score a run. All you need is a sack fly.
Yeah, but they've been brutal with runners in scoring. They just can't do it. They're having a hard time doing it.
Terrible.
I feel good for Kershaw, though.
Great. I was going to mention that. I mean, come on. Everyone loves him. Biggest moment. You just lost a game you should have won and been up 3-1, and you go out there and do that last night. For the amount that we dump on this guy, he was excellent yesterday.
It does make perfect sense, though, why he would struggle in the postseason as opposed to the regular season. When you watch him, like, the amount of innings he's pitched and how hard, like, he's a maximum effort guy.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch him throw, like, I mean, he's going to wear down. I'm sure he doesn't feel great when the postseason starts after pitching an entire regular season.
Although this regular season has been 60 games, right?
Exactly right. So maybe this is what he needed.
Yep.
Midseason form, nice and fresh.
Yeah, looked great last night. I actually thought they should have kept him in a little longer. Although, maybe.
Yeah, but the fact that they
did
pull him, though, it just shows you that the organization is not going to let him stay in there long enough to make those kind of mistakes.
No, they will stand by close to the vest and get him out of there. But May pitched well. And how about no Jansen last night, huh?
What did you expect?
No.
How's he not backing up home? He's sitting there kneeling on the mound. Get up and do your job, would you please? If he's backing up home, a Rosarena goes back to third.
Yep. Would have had to.
Well, you throw him out.
Well, he should have been out anyway, but yeah.
He should have been out anyway, yeah.
But Jansen, he's lost his job. You can't put him in a big spot anymore.
I felt good for that Phillips kid, though, too. He seems like a really good guy. I was watching some of the – did you see some of the stuff about his laugh?
No.
It's hilarious, dude. They have a clip. I forget who posted it on Twitter. It was him and Will Smith when he played for the Brewers. And Will Smith would tell – I guess he did this thing on television where he told his corny – like his mom has corny jokes. So he told him a bunch of corny mom jokes. And it's – dude, he laughs so hard that he like loses – like he can't breathe. It's hilarious.
It's awesome.
They said he needed – dude, he was so worked up after that game, he needed an IV.
Well, I mean, that's the highlight of his life.
And guess who wasn't there to watch it? His wife. She went back to the hotel.
Really?
She didn't get a chance to see it live.
Oh, that's awful.
It was getting late and freezing cold, so she's like, oh, he's not going to play. I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's after midnight, as we mentioned.
DCR is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg. Catch them weekday mornings at 9 on 98.7 ESPN.